This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we have a Miss Ramona Cox, otherwise known as Sky Chick. I want a cool handle like that.
You have one, Digital Dave.
I think it would be like Sky Cluck.
Sky Dud.
Sky, yeah. Sky Chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, I had a demolition derby car one time. It was called Thunder Chicken.
I remember that. and it didn't last more than 10 seconds. But anyway.
That's funny.
So you want to talk about something that's was always considered a fringe thing, Burning Man, but it's become very mainstream in the last 10 years.
Right, it's very mainstream. I've been going for 20.
That's hard to believe.
I know.
You've
She's
been
only
out there
18.
For 20 years?
I've started going before there was an airport.
Wow.
And I just landed in the middle of the desert between some tents.
Yeah, right. You just figured, hey, that looks interesting. Let's see what's going on.
Exactly.
I was sitting in a hot tub in Esalen. And somebody said, there's a party in the desert. Call this pilot. So the only other pilot that was going gave me a latitude, longitude. And I said to my girlfriend, hey, let's get some costumes and go. And we did.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just ended up, searched around and found it and landed. So I was the second plane ever to land at Burning Man. So I know Burning Man real well. And I'm giving a talk today at 2:30 on Burning Man in the Honda Forums 9. And it's going to have everything people need to know. Most people think it's just a little hippie event that you can go and it doesn't cost anything to get in and you can just land. The tickets are about $450. When you bring passengers, it's about $60 a piece. And you have to take a test to land. You can't just land. It is a private airport and you need permission. So you have to take a test. And when you take this test, then when you come in, they ask for your pilot name and your code. Each pilot gets a code.
Okay.
So it's more complicated than people think, but it's an amazing, unlike anything of all time event. And as far as who goes, people think it's a bunch of young kids, hippies on drugs. It's not. When I landed 2 years ago, behind me, Elon Musk of Tesla and PayPal.
Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I mean,
okay.
Susan Sheridan, there's a lot of people. Google has a whole team, and Google actually went there last year to find their next CEO, and they found someone at Burning Man, which is the CEO of Google.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting event.
And they looked for the strangest guy on the field?
Hey, we'd fit that.
Yeah.
Hey, they should have just talked to you first.
Exactly. Hey, come on, Google. Really, seriously.
Yeah. But
hey.
It's an amazing event. It's kind of an art festival, so to speak. But this is, every single person participates. There were 70,000 people last year. And so there are a ton of theme camps. And each person, everybody wears a costume, and they create a fun theme for other people to participate in. And there's amazing art. I mean, structures that are 50 feet tall, and it's art that's done by premier artists. And there are art cars where you can go and sit. Like, there's a full-blown pirate ship that has a dock. It's really fun.
You can walk the plank?
You can walk the plank. I mean, it's full of giant art cars, cats, dogs, you name it. I mean, it's really, really...
That is so freaky.
I am the hearties.
Yeah, your brain hurts. It's so much fun. Within an hour, your brain is hurting, because I guarantee there is nothing on the planet that is even close. People say Woodstock. Not even. Woodstock is like kindergarten compared to Burning Man. I mean, it's so much creativity. It's
unleashed.
And location?
Middle of nowhere.
It's in the Black Rock Desert. And I'm going to show everything about the location, about landing there, everything somebody needs to know if they're considering going. And don't just show up, because you really need, you have to know a lot of information. It's very...
Well, the first thing you said was desert. So there's no water fountain.
You have to bring all your own provisions, all your own food, all your own water. There are no restaurants. There is no buying or selling. There's nothing for sale. You can't buy a Burning Man T-shirt. There are no vendors whatsoever. And you barter. So if you want something, you bring something cool to share and trade with someone else. And that's what I did, these beautiful Burning Man wings, because I'm part of Airport Camp. And Airport Camp is one of the biggest camps out there. When I went, there were two airplanes. Now there's well over 100. Commercial traffic is going in, 30 passenger airplanes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. I mean, there are every imaginable plane, everything from Super Cubs, Pilatuses,
I want a DC-3 painted up like a psychedelic VW bus.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's near Reno. So if you were to go just a little bit north and east of Reno, in the on the dry lake bed in the middle of nowhere, that's where Burning Man is. And wow, it's a very harsh environment.
Yeah.
They have dust storms, whiteout dust storms, that somebody can literally be 5 feet from you and you can't see them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, aren't you afraid of your plane getting sandblasted?
You need to, in fact, AOPA did a whole article. If you go on AOPA Burning Man Sky Check, you'll see they have a video that they did, and it shows, and my talk will show landings, videos of what it looks like. Yes, you do have to worry about your plane. You have to blue tape up every single orifice that there is so that you don't get dirt in it, put towels all over your, and that's another thing I talk about, is how to protect the plane, because it does need protection.
Yeah, I wouldn't want my windshield to get sandblasted and
absolutely
then have to take off into the sun and try and fly.
Imagine what all that dirt can do to your pedo system.
Right.
Well, you have to cover it. You cover every single hole. Yeah.
If I cover my pedo system, I won't be able to breathe. Wow. The look of non-comprehension.
Oh, my God.
I caught that.
That one
stunning.
Just went thud.
I caught that. Yeah, it's
so
really,
those are definitely the details you would never think about.
Well, no, but again, people think that you can just land, and you can't. If you haven't identified yourself and gone through the process, you will get a violation. And they also think it's full of drugs, and there's a lot of that going on. I'll tell you, Nevada is the toughest state on drugs. And I've watched planes land and watched the DEA run up to the plane and virtually take it apart.
Wow.
Because for some reason they suspected somebody was bringing in a drug or something. So, yeah, it's definitely more mainstream than it ever was.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Either that means you guys have calmed down or the mainstream is going further out.
Hmm.
Well, mainstream, yes. I mean, the first article was... Pilot Getaways did an article, but then Pilot Man, I wrote a 5-6 page article for them. So people started hearing about it, and I think people thought, well, if that girl can land, I can probably land. No.
That's right. She can do it. I can do it better.
She can do it.
I can do it with one wheel.
Exactly. Yeah, and so I made it. I talked enough about it. I was the first website to ever have information saying, this is what you do, this is where you go, this is how you protect your plane, this is what you need to bring. So I think people started getting more and more comfortable, and then so it got grew and grew and grew and grew. And the reason, when I went, it was 70,000 people 20 years ago. Now it's, or it was 10,000, now it's 70. Now that's a lot of repeats.
Oh, yeah.
Because people go, and no matter, even it's harsh and it's crazy out there, they love it. They love it because you'll have experiences. There's a theme every single year, and you meet the most interesting people out there. They're people that are open-minded, not really judgmental. It doesn't matter what you see. You're just accepting it and saying, wow, that was different.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I should have done that.
Yes. So then they invite their friends, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's why in fact, AOPA calendar, this year, if you look at August, there's, in the history of AOPA, they've never had a picture like this. All of their pictures are air to air, air to air, air to air, typical calendar. It's me sitting in my airplane at Burning Man in garters and a tutu and a purple wig, and so it has gone mainstream now enough.
Yeah.
For the people to get and accept it. And so before I was the weirdo that went, and then all the people
right.
that said, oh, are you going to do that weird thing again? And then now 10 years later, 20 years later, they're saying, oh, I'm going to Burning Man. I said, oh, are you a weirdo too now?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, throw it right back at them.
Yep. All of a sudden now it's accepted. But
embrace the freak.
It's really fun. We have a lot of planes out, and all kinds. I mean, everything, Cirruses, Stearman's, everything. Yeah.
Oh my God, I wouldn't want to take a fabric plane out there.
Can you
neither.
Imagine? I think they're crazy personally.
Yeah.
But everything's out there. In fact, there was a plane that they used in one of the Indiana Jones films, and I'll show that. It's huge. One side of it looks like Albanian Airlines or something, and then the other side is still the paint job from the movie.
Oh, jeez.
Right. It's crazy. Yeah,
it's confusing when they come in. If they're doing right or left base, you don't know what to identify it as.
No.
I was going to say, when you get out there, you're going to need an airplane baggie to put the thing in.
Oh, yeah. If I had a fabric plane, I'd seriously consider something like that.
Well, a lot of people use blue tape. You use all types of plastic, every imaginable thing to protect the plane. Even and after you land, when you come back, there's a number of things that you should do. I mean, I always have them take off my wheels, take a look at everything there.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah, wheels and brakes full of sand bearings.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
Change the air filter. There's some processes that you go through.
Check those seats for snakes and scorpions.
Well, kind of hopefully.
Oh, no. Actually, they got to live out there. So.
It's too extreme.
It's too extreme.
There's not enough water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing out there.
All right.
But.
So you're going to be giving a talk when and
today,
where?
Today at 2:30 in the Honda Forums Stage 9.
Okay.
And you'll find out there'll be a ton of great fun photos of the event, of the art cars and the people and the costumes, and so people can decide, is that worth going out there? And you can drive out there. It's not 70,000 planes coming in, so a lot of people drive, they do motorhomes. So anyway, and you can fly in commercially. So if you look and see who's going in commercially, you can.
Oh, wow.
But it's pretty pricey. So.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Ramona Cox about Burning Man. So go hear the talk.
And bring your baggies.
Yep. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.
Yes.